You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, Saturday night is a night we all know. Saturday night is the night with flow, except for the beginning of the show, which started sort of slow. But anyway, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. With Classic Rock Mine, we dig into classic rock that never got airplay. So songs by bands you know and lots of songs by bands you don't know. Tonight we are going to hear from, among others, the Guess Who, Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow, the James Gang. We're going to hear from the Colored Balls from Australia, April Fool from Japan, and the Human Beast from Scotland. We're here for 2 hours, so hang out. You'll hear all kinds of cool stuff. Check out the Facebook page, Classic Rock Mine. And we're going to get things started with a band from New Jersey. And this is what they sounded like in 1969. Dig it and dig it deep.
ancient paths of reason. Change the course to suit the season.
Yeah.
That was the James Gang with Midnight Man. That's off of Thirds, which came out in 1971. That was on vinyl, kids, as God intended. Brave Belt gave us Too Far Away off of Brave Belt 2. I don't have a year on that, but I will get that later. Brave Belt was Randy Bachman's thing between the Guess Who and BTO. The first Brave Belt album was like really kind of strange country rock, and then Brave Belt 2 got a little rockier, and then Brave Belt 3 couldn't get a record deal and then reemerged as the first BTO album. So for those of you keeping score, before Brave Belt, the Human Beast from the UK, they gave us Circle of the Night, and that is off of Volume 1, which was their only album, from 1970. Before that, we were in Canada for Sex. Yes, Canada for Sex. Hey, man, they named their band Sex. They were from Canada. The year was 1970, so, you know, when else are you going to name your band Sex? We heard Night Symphony off of the Sex album. And we started that set off way back when in New Jersey with a band called Banshee, and The Night Is Calling. That is off of their self-titled album from 69. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Mike Conway. This is Classic Rock Mine. We will be together for another hour and a half, gang, playing the best obscure classic rock that you have never heard. Like everything I just played. Unless you have the James Gang Thirds album, no one's ever heard Brave Belt, the Human Beast. And frankly, I don't think anyone's heard of Sex. Or Banshee, or Sex with a Banshee, which is what my show tries to bring you. Moving right along. We are now going to the UK. This is 1971. And these guys were sort of British blues rockers, but they were not purists. They used that sound as a bass and did all kinds of different things with it. And in 1971, they sounded like this.
In the dying embers of a burnout day, when morning seems a thousand hours away, dark prevails and the light gives up a fight to stay. Calm and peace around my bed.
furthest and farthest don't mess with my mind. Cover me up with your confusion. Love me sincerely and I'll be just fine. Cover me with your confusion. Mothers and fathers, don't mess with my mind. Cover me up with your convention. Love me sincerely and I'll be just fine. Cover me with your pretension.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. and he was winning that very night. He cussed the devil, yes, he cussed him good. He swore to lick him, yes, he swore he could. And he dared him to come to him if he would. And up it stood, even though it hurt, he knew he should.
Substitute for all his mistakes.
That was Fanny with Ain't That Peculiar, the first track on their half-self-titled album. I believe this is their second album. Fanny Hill from 72. So that was Ain't That Peculiar, which I believe was the single from that album, but I am not sure. Climax Chicago Blues Band with Reap What I've Sowed off of A Lot of Bottle from 1970. Those guys would go through about 83 name changes and become rich and famous in the later 70s. Cactus with Restrictions off Restrictions from 71. Black Oak, Arkansas, Uncle Lijah off of their self-titled, not debut album, Black Oak, Arkansas from 71. I believe the previous year they recorded an album by their original name, The Nobody Else, K-N-O-W, Nobody. And before that, Thumpin' Pig and Puffin' Billy, which is Billy Thorpe and some other guy. and they gave us Mothers and Fathers. That is off the Down Under, and that's how it's spelled, N-U-N-D-A, Down Under. From 1973, those guys, of course, are from Australia. And we started that set off way back when with the Groundhogs, Split Part 1 off of Split from 71. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are here for another, just over an hour, gang. And then Bubbles in the Think Tank rolls in on schedule. 2 hours of silliness. Stay tuned for that. Until then, we have more great, obscure, classic rock coming at you. Let's see. This is from 72. This is a band formed by the original drummer and original guitarist from Procol Harum. And I know the guitarist was kicked out before, White or Shade of Pale became a hit. I think they both were kicked out by then. But he's in the photos for White or Shade of Pale. He played on White or Shade of Pale. But by the time it became, time to lip sync it, Robin Trower, I believe, was in there on guitar. But these guys were the first ones in Procol Harum. They started their own band. They did, 4, 5, 6 albums or so. And in 72, they sounded like this.